Andrea Nenke was one of the first people to tweet on the hashtag NoRNCNCLT. She says she was frustrated by the lack of transparency by Charlotte City Council.
I feel that they should have brought this to a public vote so that we could have had this conversation in February or March.
Nenke was able to share her opinion with the council during the special hearing last night, one of more than 100 people who signed up to speak during a time for public comment. The hashtag gained prominence the same day City Council member Braxton Winston made a Facebook Live video saying he hoped there would be robust and organized public discussion before the vote. Last night in the special meeting, Winston said the council should have done more to include the public in their decision-making.
There are things that we could have talked about in public, like really get an answer to what the economic development is, impact is. Talk about the public safety impacts. These are things that we deal with in committee all the time and we could have discussed out loud.
Still, Winston thought social media did help in cultivating public discussion. Charlotte's Mayor Vi Lyles had a more positive take on the council's engagement with the city, citing the section for public comment and feedback the council had already received.
I think the community spoke out. We've heard all of these views through social media, emails, and all kinds of opportunities that citizens have had to speak to us.
After the vote, many tweets were sent on the hashtag NoRNCNCLT, including one by Andrea Nenke that read, "The mayor reached out to all of the city's business leaders before bidding on the RNC. Too bad she didn't also reach out to regular people and groups that had supported the Dem Council." For WFAE News in Charlotte, I'm Cole Del Charco.